We continue today with lesson number 23 in our study of Maseches Mishnayos, Maseches Shavuos. We are in the fifth perek. We're up to the seventh and eighth Mishnayos. Perek Chamishi, Perek Hei, Mishneh Zayin, and Mishneh Ches. We're continuing now with the principle which we've begun to study yesterday in Mishneh Vov, when we learned that since there are people out there who are chashudim al hashvius, who are very loose about the requirements and the prohibitions of the shvius year, therefore, when we know of such people, we must be careful not to assist them in any way in their prohibited activities. That would be, if we do so, we would be guilty of being misayeya yidei ovrei avera, helping, supporting, giving encouragement to people who are committing sins, and that's prohibited. So therefore, there were various utensils and tools that we learned about yesterday in Mishneh Vav that could not be lent or sold to a person who's chashud al hashvius. The Mishnah continues now, Mishnah Zayin, Hayotzer, a person who's a potter, who makes klicheres, or makes ceramic pottery, Mocher, he's permissible to sell to everyone during Shvius, even someone who is chashud al hashvius, who is suspect of not being so careful about Shvius. He can sell him chamesh kadei shemen, five small containers, vials, pitchers of oil, which are designed a certain way, a certain shape, a certain size. V'chamesh esrei kadeyayin, and 15 kadim, 15 containers, which are made especially a certain size, a certain shape, for wine. Why? Shekein darko shel Lahavi min hahefke, because during Shvius one is not allowed to have his own private property with a fence saying "Do not enter" and keep all his peros for himself, but rather he is supposed to let all of his property be hefker. Whoever wants to come and eat my apples, come. So therefore, when a person's out there on the road, he sees olives or grapes and wants to take them, he can go into someone else's field and take them during Shvius. It's Hefker. How much can a person take from Hefker? So the usual amount is enough to have five kadim of Shemen and enough to have 15 kadim of Yayin. That much the person would get from Hefker, which is perfectly permissible to do. Yerushalmi says further that we are not concerned that perhaps the person would take all 20 kadim and use them for shemen or for yayin. Because the kadim for yayin are different in their structure, in their shape, in their form, in their thickness, in their size from kadim of yayin. So it's 5 for shemen, 15 for yayin. V'im hevi yoser mikan mutar. This is interpreted in different ways by different mefarshim. We'll follow the approach that v'im hefker means if a person during Shvius goes out there to a hefker field, a field which has been properly opened to the public, and he brings more than 5 kadim of shemen or more than 15 kadim of yayin, that's permissible. B'di'evet, l'chatchila, one should not take more than that. So the general practice is not to take more than that amount, and therefore the mocher, the potter, the yotzer, should not sell more than 5 kadim manufactured for shemen or 15 kadim manufactured to yayin to a person who is chashud al hashvius. Umocher, Mishnah continues, legoi ba'oretz uli Yisrael b'chutz la'oretz, to sell pots, pans, utensils to a goy living in Eretz Yisrael, of course that's permitted We're not concerned that the goy will now take what you sold him and sell it to a Yisrael who's chashud al hashvius. That's going too far. So you can sell to goyim. Yotzer is still in business. And it's permissible for the Yotzer to sell his kadim, any number of kadim, to a Jew living in Chutz La'aretz. In Chutz La'aretz, there's no din of shvius. If he lives, the Jew lives in Turkey, in Egypt, in Saudi Arabia, in Dubai, that's fine. And we're not concerned, maybe he will export them back into the land of Israel. Well, that's Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah Ches continues on the same theme about activities or providing the wherewithal for people who are chashudim al hashvius to do their prohibited work. So Beishamai says, Beishamai omrim lo yimkar lo poro choreshes bashvius. If you have a cow that's used normally for plowing, it's a good, strong, muscular cow, you cannot sell a person who is chashud al hashvius such a cow. Because such a cow is used for plowing, and we're concerned by doing so, you're helping him do his plowing, which is prohibited during Shvius. Ubeis Hillel Matirin. Beis Hillel says it's permissible to sell him even a plowing cow. B'nei shehu yochol l'shochato. A plowing cow has another use, and that other use is to shecht it, to slaughter it, kosher slaughter, and eat it, which is perfectly permissible on Shvius. So therefore, since there's another possible use for this poro choreshes, Basil is lenient and says, you can sell it to him. Perhaps he will use it for shechita. He'll make a barbecue instead of using it to plow his field. Mochelo peros, the Mishnah continues, it's permissible to sell to a person who is chashud al hashvius peros, fruits, afilu bishas hazera, even during the planting season. Because, obviously, you could take the fruit, the apple, and the choshel hashvius can take the seeds out of the apple and plant them. But we're not concerned with that, because since he's more likely or equally likely to eat the apple rather than to use its seeds for planting, we assume he's going to use the peros that you gave him or sold him for achila, for eating, and not for zeriah, for planting. Umashilo sa'oso, it's permissible to lend a choshud al hashvius, a container which measures out the size of a saw, a volume measure. Afal pi shehu yodeya sheyesh lo geura, even if I know that this person, this choshud, has a big granary, and we're concerned that we might be concerned that maybe he'll use that to measure tefuah and to bring the tefuah into his warehouse and to store it for future sale. All of those activities would not be permissible on Shvius. We're not concerned with that. We figure he's using it because he's taking some tefuah from here to there. Perhaps he's taking it to the tochein, to the grinder, to the mill, which is all permissible during Shvius. Uporet lo ma'os. You can give him change. He comes in with a $100 bill and wants to you to give him 5 20s. You can do that. Afal pi shehu yodeya sheyesh lo poalim. Even though you know that this person has workers, and you might therefore be concerned that he's going to use the change that you give him to pay his workers who are doing forbidden work in the field for him during Shavuos, you don't have to be concerned with that, because you can assume he needs the change for whatever he needs the change for, and you don't have to be concerned he's using it to pay off workers who are working improperly during Shavuos. V'chulan, but in all these cases, beferush, if the person says, sell me this cow because I want to plow, etc., then asurin, that's of course forbidden. It's only if you know or can assume that maybe he's using it for some permissible function. But if he tells you, I'm using it for a prohibited function, then of course you're not allowed to do that. And so we have finished Mishnah Ches in Perakei, and in the process have completed lesson number 23.